Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us in just 2 minutes is the great Mike Mayock. I won't ask Mike about Willie Lampkin. Is that the agreement I got to make with you guys that I can't ask him about the?
No, you should.
I think it would be interesting from a former exec. Like, is this frowned upon?
Well, yes, what they did, and if he even remembers it, and then him as the player. I don't know if he's going to have any insight on Willie Lampkin. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. This is something we're actually going to have to discuss after we talk to Mike Mayo.
Okay.
Because the new Twitter question is a woe is me Jack question that we will have to get to afterwards. I don't even want to
just the question.
No. It's woe is me. There's woe.
There's
here.
No woe.
There's woe.
I was driving in thinking about it today.
I didn't even look at it.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at it. I want to ask you. Oh, it's sad, Jack. Yeah.
I will say this about Willie Lampkin first.
Yes.
You do realize he's the same height as TK.
No.
TK's not 5'10".
TK's like 5'6".
TK's 5'5".
I thought TK was 5'10".
No. In what world?
Yeah, I'm 5'11". TK,
not that much taller than TK.
Are you kidding me? I'm like a
What is TK, 5'8"?
No, he's like 5'6", 5'7".
He's not 5'6".
He is. TK's a little guy.
You think he's 5'10"?
I thought he was. He played middle linebacker.
Yeah, well, for a 3-win football team.
Yeah. How tall do you think TK is?
I think he's 5'6".
There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because Elliott's like 5'8", right?
5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
Perfectly average height.
Yeah. Well, okay. No.
Like, yeah, I mean, TK's shorter than Elliott. And Elliot's a shorter fellow.
Yeah, Elliot's shorter than me.
Have you seen TK? You could almost stand on TK.
Yeah. It's like, you know how sometimes you're in the kitchen, you'll accidentally step on the dog because you don't see him? That's TK. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at 4, the great Mike Mayock. You can hear him every week on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
We need a football game here, Mike. This bye week, long bye week. It feels like for the Eagles, you know. So we're itching to get some football on Monday. We did have the trade deadline.
Tuesday.
Eagles got Jalen Phillips. How much of Jalen Phillips have you watched, and are you optimistic about what he can add this year?
I've done a lot of Jalen Phillips over the last several years. Interviewed him when he came out of Miami. Spent some time with the kid, watched a lot of his tape over the years, and what I think he is, we'll talk about injuries in a second, but when he's healthy, he went in the first round for a reason. He's dominant. He's a power outside rusher with enough speed and change of direction to cause all kinds of problems, and what I love about him is he also can kick inside. And he's very effective on centers and guards. So you can kind of envision a NASCAR package when Nolan Smith gets back, with Nolan Smith and Jalen Hunt outside, Jalen Carter inside, along with Jalen Phillips. And that gets me going a little bit. Now, the downside is he was hurt the last 2 years. Both serious, you know, an Achilles and an ACL, I believe. I had a Miami game earlier this year, which meant I did some of their tape, And I thought he was just about all the way back. He was inside. He was outside. He was aggressive. He was physical. And they gave up a third round pick, and they had two. And the third that they gave up, obviously, was their own, which should be at the end of the round. And they were able to keep their pick from the Jets. So for me, you know, you guys were talking last week or the week before about the what's his face in Cleveland. You know,
Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miles Garrett, and I told you it was less than 1% of a chance, and you guys were not happy with me.
Nope.
but this is the guy all along I thought they should target, and I think it's a really good move by a general manager that I hear Spike thinks gets too much attention.
No. Oh. Well, I'm glad you're listening to the show. I'm glad you're listening to the show. I didn't say he gets too much attention. What I believe happens here, and we do this both ways, is we because he is good at what he does and because we are happy with him, we judge every move he makes as being great simply because he did it. And I don't have any problem with the Jalen Phillips acquisition. My point is when you look at what the moves they made in the offseason, the players they let go, I'm not talking about the big money players, I'm talking about the small money players, and what they are trying to remedy now in the middle of the season, which is difficult in the NFL, I think you could look back at this year and say, this particular year, he did that. It's not a great job this year.
So I had a buddy text me and say, hey, you need to go, you need to Google Spike's rant on Howie.
So oh, no.
Yes. I like this. You're even checking out tape on the show, Mike.
And last thing, Mike, most of my ire is not toward Howie, who I think is great at his job. I'm happy he's the general manager. It is the reaction that the moves get, because I get frustrated that I can't have a normal conversation with Eagles fans about it because they're so... Because he did it must be good.
Yeah. He doesn't like when we say it's Howie's season and we approve of the moves.
And people dump on Maury.
Take
the Maury thing out of it. Take the Maury thing out of it. All I heard this offseason.
Mike's still there, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to Mike. All I heard this offseason when I said, hey, who's going to play cornerback two? Everybody's like, he knows Kelly Ringo's going to be awesome. And then when we let Josh Sweat go, I said, who's going to put pressure on the quarterback? They're like, it's going to be fine. And then we let Mekhi Becton go, and everybody's like, it's Stalin you. And here we are. We can't get pressure on the quarterback. We're going through a turnstile at CB2, and we've had one great rushing game for the best rushing team in the NFL last year. So my position was that all these moves that everybody was telling me that were okay were not okay.
Okay, so let's take this one at a time.
Okay.
All right. So while you're talking to me, you just called him a great GM.
Yes.
In the rant that you had the other day, you called him a good GM.
Interesting.
Which is, in my opinion, highly insulting to the job he's done. All these, quote, off-season mistakes that you just recanted, they don't happen in a vacuum. Okay? They happen, especially coming off a season where you won a Super Bowl and you've kicked the can down the road as far as you can with salary cap acquisitions, and you have to shed cap. And while you're doing that, you've got to get under the cap officially by a date certain. You've got to shed the cap, and then you've got to have a three-year plan going forward for how you're going to sign your valuable guys that are coming up in the next year or two. You've got to have a reserve that you can make acquisitions with during the season. You can't just spend all your cap and say, hey, we're going to spend $20 million on Josh Sweat. We're going to give Mekhi Becton
$8 million. But I'm going to put that to side and say Isaiah Rodgers at $4 million or Azeez Ojulari at $5 million. And they just gave, they were ready to give Za'Darius Smith $9 million. They gave Brandon Graham $5 million.
Mike, yes. When you're looking at things in hindsight, it's really fun.
But I wasn't saying it in hindsight. No. I respect you a great deal. I said these things were mistakes at the time. I'm not looking back in hindsight. Everything I have to say is on the record. I do 4 hours of radio every single day, and I'm wrong sometimes, and I'm right sometimes, and I have to eat it when I'm wrong.
You're good. I get that. Okay? And you are on record, and I respect that. Isaiah Rodgers, of all that group, was the one I kind of went, I wish they could hold on to somehow. But they had backfilled with other offensive linemen, okay? Becton was looking for a payout, and they weren't willing to pay him what he wanted, and I don't blame them. Josh Sweat was, in their mind, aging guy that's going to get a payout for somebody else. I would, in my opinion, much rather have Jalen Phillips right now, to be honest with you, and see what happens. He's making $13 million, and if he has to be paid more, he's 27 years old, and he has some injury issues 100%, but so does Josh Sweat. He had him coming out of Florida State. He's got him now. So the thing is, you're not privy to all the issues inside that building and all the decisions that have to be made by that guy on a daily basis to keep them financially where they need to be for the next 3 years.
So
you have no idea what the big plan is.
I don't. But here's my question. If he was asked dead set Tuesday, did you attempt to trade for Myles Garrett? Did you trade for Micah Parsons? He did not deny either of those things. So if we agree that there is smoke, at least, and if there is smoke, then there is at least interest. Like, we are continued to be told that he can make anything work under the salary cap if he wants to. In fact, what's the gentleman's name who was on with us?
Jake Rosenberg.
Jake Rosenberg told us the salary cap's not an issue. It's not an issue. Not an issue for the Eagles. Never an issue for the Eagles. They can always figure it out. It's a cash issue. It's money. And that's fine if the issue is money. But my only point is, I'm not privy to the inside conversation. And again, this goes to the conversation I have with our listeners every day. Neither are they. My only point is, you can be a great GM. You can be a great player who has a bad year. And you have to be able to acknowledge that when a great player has a bad year, that he had a bad year. It's fine. It doesn't mean he's not a great player. It just means he had a bad year. And I think if you are shopping for a starting cornerback, and starting edge at the trade deadline, when you knew there were issues at the beginning of the season, and I think that's an issue. And I don't think he's had a great season.
And again, I don't think he's had a bad season. I think he's had a great season, to be honest with you. And that's what bothers me, is that when you're coming off kind of a historic run at the Super Bowl last year with talent levels like what they've had, you've got to shed talent. And, yeah, when you're talking about one player in a vacuum, whether it's Micah Parsons or any good GM can make a cap work with his salary cap people over time, if they have the time to work it over that period of time. Okay, we have to absorb this, or the dead cap is this. You can figure it all out, but it's always at the risk of the rest of your roster. You can make one move work. Like, that's not fair to say that. You can make any one move work, but it affects the rest of your roster.
Do you think it's affected their roster, the fact that they were paying Bryce Huff to play for the 49ers this year? Like, do you think that could have affected the move they made at edge?
You could play that game with all 32 NFL teams and look at their dead cap.
I know, but we do a show about the Eagles, so we're talking about the Eagles. And my point was we don't have to give. We can say that Howie Roseman is doing, on the whole, a very good job without specifically saying that every move was a very good move. That was my point.
Super Bowl. Two of the last 3 years.
Yes.
They've been playoff seven of the last eight. It bothers the hell out of me that you don't give him the courtesy of understanding that he knows what the hell he's doing. He's probably the best GM in the year in the league. Okay? And his record backs it up. So I guess just to finish this conversation, because we got a Green Bay game to talk about, it bothers me because you're not giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I think he's earned it.
As we end this, I hardly give anybody the benefit of the doubt. I give him the benefit of the doubt in that on the whole, he will end up doing, I believe he will do a good job. I don't think anybody deserves the benefit of the doubt to say this move that you made, even if it made sense to you, ended up not being a good move. Is that fair?
That Becton and Sweat were bad moves. But let it all play out.
Okay. We'll let it all play out.
Becton hardly played. Becton's been hurt most of the year.
Well,
I mean,
they knew Becton would be hurt.
Tonight. Great. Huh?
They knew Becton would be hurt.
oh, now we're going to play that game.
No, you just said he got hurt. You just said he got hurt.
Let's talk about Green Bay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're good. That's a tough game that Green Bay's coming off of, Mike, against Carolina. This game with the Eagles, long rest. I'm wondering, my big question coming into this game, Mike, can the Eagles build off of what they did those last two games before the bye week? The game against Minnesota looked good, explosive plays through the air, and that game against the Giants, although it was the Giants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At least the running game was rebirthed in that game. So I'm just wondering, can the Eagles, going into this game and really the second half, can they continue that sort of momentum and build off of what they did in the right before the bye week?
Yeah, I think that conversation goes both ways. Like, it's interesting because the people in Green Bay are probably asking the same thing about their own inconsistencies, but obviously, you know, they've lost to Cleveland and then they lose a home game to Carolina.
Yeah.
When they don't even punt the football. Mm. Right. And they score 13 points.
Yeah.
So it's hard to not punt and score 13 points, but they figured out how to do it against a very, very average at best team. So you've got a quarterback there in Jordan Love, who's, I don't even know who he is yet. You know, 23, I thought he was an up-and-coming potential franchise quarterback. Thought he took a step back last year. This year, he's been up and down. He looks great 1 week, and then, you know, he threw an interception last week. I still don't understand why he threw it. It was 1st and 10. He threw it in the middle of 3 defenders.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, I think they're an inconsistent team. And I think the Eagles have been inconsistent, but building in the right direction, which is what you're alluding to. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of excited to see on defense what they do with Jalen Phillips. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping they continue on the defensive side to figure out who that second corner ultimately is going to be, and how do you package Cooper DeJean with that combination of slots and corners that they have signed.
Yeah.
And on offense, you know, Green Bay is really good against the run. They're 4th or 5th in the league against the run.
Okay.
I think you can get into their secondary a little bit. But I do think it's even more about the Eagles than it is about Green Bay, Ike, if that makes sense. In
yeah.
other words,
yeah.
you know, to your point, continue to develop on the things they've done well, continue to get under center, play action, mm-hmm. get the ball to your wideouts, mm-hmm. but continue to run the football and continue to be aggressive about it. And, you know, I think Petullo versus Halfley, the coordinators, are going to be really, really intriguing to watch in this game.
This NFC, man, it is stacked, Mike, and this second half of the season is going to be awesome to watch how this sort of shapes itself out. These next 2 weeks for the Eagles are huge. Green Bay is coming off that loss. I'm sure they don't want to lose 2 straight games at home. So this game Monday night, it won't be an easy one. I just can't figure out, you know, sometimes Green Bay look like you can make an argument that they're the best team in football. And then there are times, like you said, the Cleveland game and last week, where, you know, like, where'd the team go that I watched against some of these other teams? So it'd be interesting yeah. to see what this is like Monday night.
And it kind of the quarterback and the team reflect each other. I mean, the quarterback people were talking about MVP a few weeks ago.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And he is really talented. So I think one of the keys to the game is which way is Jordan Love going to go? And Ike, I think you can get him off his spot. I think you can get him moving around and thinking a little bit. He's a good athlete, but he's not a runner. He's not dynamic that way. So I think how they are able to harass the quarterback will be a big story. I think the turnovers are a big story because Philly's only turned it over 3 times. They've turned it over 5. That's 1-2 in the league. Mm. Yet last year in the wild card, you know, Philly turned them over 4 times. So I think turnovers are a big deal. I think handling Jordan Love and harassing him is a big deal. And offensively, I think the most important thing for this whole season is to just keep developing on offense, show improvement.
Yep.
All right. Anybody got anything else?
All
right. Thank you, Mike.
You good, brother?
What's that?
You good?
I'm great. I'm great.
Yes.
You're contrarian. You like an argument.
I'm not contrarian.
Let's not go backwards.
Okay, we're not going to go backwards. I just want to wrap this up. There are two sides to everything. I can't just come on the air and talk about how good the Eagles are every day.
But they are good, though.
Well, all right, let me ask you this.
They're boring.
No, let me ask it. So, Mike, you said you didn't know what Jordan Love threw a bad interception, right? But you don't know what he was looking at. Right, but you can look at it. Jordan Love, who's a talented player, who's a good player, and you can say that was a mistake. Right?
Are you really going to reach here? Are you reaching?
It's not a reach. It's not a reach. You do analysis too.
Reach.
All right.
It's such a far reach.
But it's not.
I got one last question for you. Then
all right,
you got one.
Sure.
So the we would all give anything for the Phillies and a world championship, wouldn't we?
I would love
yes.
it. Yes.
Oh my God, would we, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now we're getting spoiled by another team in this city that's been to 2 of the last 3 of them, and you're calling the guy good, not great.
Well, I didn't say good, not great. I mean, that's not
you
what.
Did.
No. There's a hold on. There's a.
You
I didn't
good.
Come on the air. No. Well, just as a clarification here.
I wrote it down.
My point was not. I did not come on the air and say Howie Roseman is good, not great. You are picking one word.
You said he was a good GM. I have no problem with him. He's a good GM. Well, thanks. That's awesome. Really appreciate it.
No. What I was doing was couching the fact that I had criticisms of what he did, even though I think he's good at his job.
In the pantheon of GM, rank him 1 out of 32. Where is he?
I have no idea. I would have to sit and take a look.
Oh, he's 1.
He's certainly at the top of the league.
Yeah.
Whether he's 1, 2, or 3, he's certainly at the top of the league. Sure. Andy Reid's a great coach. You know, he's made plenty of mistakes.
We ran him out of Philly.
He's a great coach. He also partially ran himself out of Philly. He did.
That son of a gun can coach.
He can.
And we couldn't wait to get him out of town. And I was stunned. But anyway,
that's a
whole different conversation.
Sure. And we'll talk about it next week at 4.
Mike, you listen, you and Spike have made Thursdays awesome. We definitely, I can't even wait to get to next Thursday, yes, just to go back at this thing again, man.
All right, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you, brother.
God, what a segment.
Holy cow.
God, I love it.
All I ask.
You did say good, not great.
I didn't use the phrase good, not great.
Yeah, I don't know if you did.
That my clarification there was that I did not come on the air and say Howie is good, not great. He picked one word. I think Howie is an excellent general manager.
There it is.
The point I was trying to make when I said it was a good general manager is that my point was he's not good at his. I wasn't making the point that he's not good at his job.
Yeah.
That wasn't the point I was making.
You're trying to say every move he makes isn't necessarily a great
move. Isn't necessarily good, just like every great player doesn't always have a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And if the only thing I would request of Mike Mayock is that he listen to the entire segment. If he's going to get a 1 minute clip and criticize me on a 1 minute clip, he should listen to the entire segment. That's my only point.
You wanted to watch the tape?
I want to watch the tape.
Yeah.
I want to grind the tape.
He's a tapesman.
You know?
Do I?
Also, this show is number.
Listen, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Although I do know what it is, but I don't know what it is. You and our experts, man.
Yeah, I got to them.
No, I know.
Yeah, I got to them.
You and our experts, man.
Well, me and Baldy are in a good place, I think.
Yeah.
Donovan.
Yeah.
Donovan thinks I'm Jack.
But yeah, we got to clear that up next week.
Well, Sheil and I were good.
No, Sheil's fine.
Yeah, Sheil's fine.
Yeah, he's just Sheil, you know. It's the others.
Wow. He couldn't wait.
He was, dude.
Couldn't ask him about Willie Lampkin. I want to ask him about Willie Lampkin. Bring him back on.
That was much more entertaining than Willie Lampkin.
Well, you never know.
For as interested as I am in Willie Lampkin.
Yes.
You know how our next question today is, what are you oddly obsessed with? For Mayock, it is me.
Yeah. Can't figure you out.
He can.
Yeah. Well, and obviously being in that position.
Yes. He's extra sensitive.
He has respect for the position. And
It is the same. You remark sometimes how I get defensive about Giglio and Elliott sometimes when people come after them.
Yep.
And I think sometimes it's because I understand what position that they are in.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, Mayock understands what position that Howie Roseman is in.
And listen, he looks at Howie's track record and he's like, hey, man,
yeah,
he's doing a lot better than a lot of GMs.
Got that worm in there, you know? I love Mayock.
I love that he said, yeah, he did. I wrote it down.
Yeah. I love that people are texting him that he's got to listen to something.
Yeah.
Do we think it was Howie that sent him the rant?
Ooh, I like that idea. I like that idea. Check him on Thursday, Mike.
Yeah, we should bring the lie detector and find out who sent him the rant.
That is awesome.
All right, 215.
I admit, I was
That might be a replay tomorrow.
I was a little nervous.
Yeah, they were hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, I was a little nervous there. I thought the ice was going to break.
I might replay that at Fritz at 6.
Yeah, you're not allowed to replay anything at Fritz at 6. You only have 1 hour.
Well, it's an hour and a half.
Okay.
And as you can tell, I'm battling back here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. Excuse me, next.
Oh, here we go. You didn't have pistachio.
I haven't. I'm all choked up because of Mayock. Yeah.
Because Mike attacked you.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're all good here?
Soon to be Ike, Mike, and Fritz.
Mayock replacing me?
Yeah.
The Twitter question, I was going to alert you to, Ike, that is a new Twitter question from Jack.
Yeah.
That is very, you know, it's like poor me's over there. What's the most annoying common cold symptom to have?
Huh?
And of course, Jack is bringing that up because he wants everybody to know that he's working with a common cold.
That's not the case. I was driving in. I thought it was kind of a funny thing.
Yeah.
I was like, could I turn this into a top five? I didn't.
You hear his voice in there.
And my voice sounds horrible.
A flu game over here.
Yeah, listen, we're battling, grinding, mucking, and grinding.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was kind of like, which is the worst one?
Yeah.
I just noticed the voice.
Well, really?
I know.
I sound better when I'm sick.
And this is why he put the poll question out there.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, the sounds better when you're sick. Years ago, when you know, rock radio or whatever, the people who would smoke a lot said that it made their voice sound better. You know, when they, you know, obviously there were other bad things that happened with smoking, but they would do it, you know, sometimes for their voice.
Yeah.
So the most annoying common cold symptom, the options are stuffy nose, runny nose. So you're talking about congestion or runny nose, right?
Yes.
You're separating those. Sore throat or cough.
I hate a sore throat.
It doesn't really go away.
Yeah, and it's could be painful.
Yeah.
But the runny nose.
Which is worse, a runny nose or a stuffy nose?
Runny nose.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm stuffy. I can't sleep if I can't breathe.
I hate the stuffy nose.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see you walking around with your nose running everywhere. Yeah.
Snotting all over.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Like the snotty kid in school.
Yes, that kid.
See, for me, the congestion causes the cough. So they're all sort of, you know, you get that drip in the back of your throat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cut it.
Yep.
It's what happens. For me, it's not sore throat. It is cough or stuffy nose. Those are the two.
What are the results?
Oh, yeah. Sore throat is number one at 35%.
Painful.
Stuffy nose at 27%. Runny nose at 18% and cough at 19%.
Wow.
The common cold is the worst because you don't feel bad enough to stay home.
Yeah. No.
You know, you're not getting walloped like you do with the flu or something.
Look at this guy.
Oh, look
at me. Showed up to work today.
Yeah, and, yeah. And he's been in Prince at 6.
It's going to sound horrible. I'm going to just replay Preston.
And Mike Mayock.
And Mike Mayock. Come on, man. One seggy.
215-592-9494. It is Thursday, which means we are joined by the extremely hot, not physically, well, the good-looking guy, but extremely hot as far as his bets, fake stats Connor, who's on a heater right now.
Yes, sir. 2-0. Jalen Waddle hit for 24. Rondé Godson hit for 34. And in this market, this longest reception and longest pass completion, I'm 6-1. Six wins, one loss. So it's pretty good.
And so, you know, you should obviously, this is my message to, if you're listening, bet within your means, fun, you know, all those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But it does seem as though, and I'm not an expert, but all these props, betting in general, is about finding, you know, an edge or a market that the books haven't caught up to. And it just seems, as of this point, it seems like Fake Stats Connor has found a little bit of a thing here. And you might be able to ride it until the, you know, the books figure it out and maybe change those numbers. But it seems like you found something here, Fake Stats Connor. Mm.
Yeah, in the middle of the season is definitely a good time to make money for these kind of props. During the end of the season, the lines will get sharper, and you may see me taking some unders. So if those lines get too high, but you know, with the pick of the slate that we get, even just doing Thursdays and Eagles, I've still had plenty of success.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So pretty excited.
So what do you got, Fake Stats Connor?
Mm-hmm. For tonight, it's pretty easy choice. It's Cortland Sutton. We know he's the, you know, the long ball guy for Denver. It's even easier with 22.5 longest reception. This Raiders defense is just garbage, and they've given up this number to a receiver in the last 7 out of 8 games this season. So 7 out of 8 with the one miss coming from the Raiders game against the Titans. And we know the Titans are also garbage. So
wow. Okay, so it's Cortland Sutton. And what's the number?
22.5.
22.5. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
For the Eagles, I got 2. So on Monday, I'm going with A.J. Brown, 22.5 again, longest reception. It's more of a narrative bet. But also the last time he faced this defense in the regular season last year, if you remember, particularly against these safeties, he hit for a 67-yarder. In addition, he's hit for the last 2 times he's played this season. So trust in AJ for Monday because it is supposed to be a close game. I mean, the Eagles are 2.5-point dogs. So even the books are expecting, you know, the Eagles could be playing from behind a little bit. So I like AJ Brown. And I also like Romeo Doubs on the Packers, over 20.5 longest reception. So the Birds have unfortunately been giving up this number literally to a receiver every game this season, and he's hitting 4 straight. So
yeah, the tough thing with the Packers is who it's going to be. You know,
if you look at his great, he's been consistently like a deep threat, and 4 straight is good enough for me.
So. Okay, all right. So recap, give him again real quick.
So Cortland Sutton, 22.5, longest reception. That's for tonight. A.J. Brown, and I like that if it goes up a yard. A.J. Brown, 22.5, longest reception for Monday. Romeo Doubs, 20.5, longest reception for Monday.
All right. Great
and the
job.
Side topic, by the way. I did have something for that.
What are you oddly obsessed with besides statistics?
Like if you ask any one of my friends, this year has all been about getting in shape. As I'm 36 right now, so getting into shape, eating healthier has been like a big part of what I've been obsessing over this year. I've completed P90X twice in my life, and felt great after I did it. So I don't think I'm going to be able to do that again because there's a lot of impact training and too much on my feet. But doing a lot more swimming and just getting very obsessed with getting healthy. So.
Oh well, that's a good obsession. Getting healthy, absolutely. Unless you're Jack, we make fun of it. But otherwise, all right, Connor.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, bro. There he is.
I'm gonna get back in the gym this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that last year.
No, I've been saying it for like the last five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were thinking about doing hot yoga there for a little bit.
Yeah, I thought about it, then I figured. Yeah.
You hear that? You hear that high pitch that you just hit there?
Hot yoga. Yeah. Too much sweat.
The hot yoga?
Yeah.
I wish I could do yoga. I can't do yoga. It hurts my back.
Sweating and farting. I don't want to be involved.
I did yoga one time.
Yeah.
There's a place on South Street I went to. And I hurt my back. I always hurt my back. You got a bad back. You got to bend forward all the time and all that sort of stuff.
I do need to stretch. They said to help my golf swing.
Yoga?
Yeah.
Really?
Just getting more flexible, I guess. Whatever. Yes.
Is that something Quick told you? Feels like something Mike Quick would do.
No, I don't think it was
Mike Quick would make a killing at the hot yoga. You kidding me? That handsome man?
At tall drink of water?
Yeah.
At hot yoga?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, man. Are you kidding me? He wouldn't even sweat.
A little sweat on the stash?
Yeah, there you go. Sweat. 215-592-9494. Furry Bruce, you're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
They have it on 26, which is an
SFP. No. Oh. He's going to watch it TV?
Yeah, check on Furry Bruce there, would you, Jack? Bam in Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing? First and foremost, I want to thank my WIP family for letting me coming out and hanging out with you guys yesterday.
Well, you killed it on 530 Creed yesterday, Bam. The everyone's talking about it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I didn't even bother to ask. How'd you get home, man?
I got an Uber.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I served him a few drinks.
Oh, I did too.
Last night.
I'm trying to. You were drinking.
Ma'am, how many did you have? Never mind.
He was drinking a little whiskey and ginger ale.
Ginger
right?
ale, yeah.
Yes. Yes. And just to let you know, you guys, I think I won one of the prizes in the raffle yesterday.
Oh, what'd you win?
Okay.
I'm gonna be on the show with you guys.
Well, you visit the show with us.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So you won the sit-in. So you're gonna be able to sit in here in the afternoon show.
How about that?
Yeah. So you didn't even need to get the two Jalen Hunt pick sixes to get in here.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. You know, Bam, when you come in, do you mind if we dive when you come in for the hour? Do you mind if we dive a little deeper into the history of Bam?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, it's okay, or yes, you mind.
I don't mind.
Okay.
Don't mind.
All right. Okay. All right, Bam. What do you got on the Phils?
Man, I think we need to get signed Kyle Schwarber. And I was telling you yesterday, I was asking about like what do you think about bringing back Bader?
Yes.
So I think we should go after Bader because he was a good center fielder. He's a good center fielder, and I think that's what we need.
Yeah, we saw the difference. Put Bader's bat to the side for a second. Because he's going to be a 255 hitter or whatever when he's here. We saw what it's like to have a real good center fielder here last year. Rojas, we convinced – Rojas is talented, but Bader is a real center fielder. And that was – it just – they got to think about defense somehow next year. And I think – you know, is Crawford a good outfielder?
Corner.
Good corner outfielder.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
but growing in center field.
Okay. So if they're able to sign Bader, Marsh, Bader, Crawford is a good outfield. You know, that's a solid defensive outfield. And we haven't had that in a while. You know, we're at every position, we know they can catch the ball. Bam, do you have something that you're oddly obsessed with?
Yes.
oh, no.
Chili outfits.
Let's see. Can I say strippers?
Yeah, nothing wrong with hold on. Never mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, never mind.
Nah, I know.
Well, it's just the whole Ray Charles thing, right? Where you have to feel the wrist?
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Feel the wrist.
It's something about the whole touching the woman's wrist. That
oh, really?
Kind of gives him an indication of if it's someone he would be interested in.
Oh, yes. And are you – now, there's – you know, you're not really supposed to be handsy. Are they okay with you touching the wrist?
Yeah, that's fine.
All you're right.
Not supposed to be handsy.
Well, you know the rules, you know. Or I was told about the rules.
Damn, if I'm giving up a dub, I'm going to touch something, man.
Yeah, wrist. All right, Bam. Yep. Thank you for the call, man. Yeah.
Big answer.
Big answer.
Yeah.
Strippers.
Strippers. Yep. He didn't know whether he could say it or not. I knew what you wanted to ask.
I was going to go with the whole, But then I thought, I'm like, okay, it has to be the wrist thing.
Yes.
Yeah, the natural question would be, no, never mind.
Yeah, a car dropping Bam off anywhere and tell him it's a strip club. The Applebee's.
Yeah, dropping. Yeah.
Bam walks into Applebee's with a stack of ones.
Man. I tell you, Bam still enjoys life, man. He still enjoys life, man.
He does.
God, here we go.
No, I'm good. I'm good. there we go. 215-592-9494. Oh, boy. Get over to Colonial. If you were, you know, I think a lot of times when you're thinking about buying a brand new Hyundai, you're thinking about the right time to do it. But that's the thing with Colonial. You don't need to wait for the right time. Now's the right time at Colonial. It's always the right time at Colonial. John Ashdale, the cars are. Make sure it is. He has, they built this fantastic new dealership. That the whole thing there is making everything fast, easy, better, making your experience there better. And that's what they're doing over at Colonial. So whatever your issue is, whether it's price, whether it's financing, whether it's your trade, they're here to ease that issue and make sure it's not. Whether it's selection over 200 brand, I'll be okay, Jack. Over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock on the lot there. Palisades, Konas, Tucsons, they all have America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, the best financing in the business. Doesn't matter what your credit is. Right? They are going to get you the best financing. That's what they did. They get rid of everybody's problem. Your trade, they're going to give you more for your trade, a guaranteed $6,500. Don't wait. As I said, Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 0% financing applies to select new Hyundai models. $6,500 for your trade, not available on EVs. Offers cannot be combined. Includes all rebates and incentives. See dealer for full details. Jack, don't shake your head at me. You have to do a whole hour and a half, and you're not allowed to replay the Mayock interview.
Yeah. But I want to.
You're not allowed to.
Kind of feel like you're just all over the place on that one.
So, yeah, well, I'm trying to get through here. Sixers lost last night. We're not bothered by it.
No.
Scheduled loss.
Yep.
You know, what are you going to do?
Why do they even schedule back-to-backs in the NBA?
And they have another one this weekend.
It feels like it's, you know, well, it's setting up for a loss mostly every time they play.
The issue.
I mean, for the Sixers or?
Just any NBA team. Like, they should just do away with back-to-backs.
They can't.
Why?
Well, so.
How are you going to get all these games in?
Yeah,
you extend the season of 2 weeks. Or cut the games down.
The problem is they, I don't want to get too into scheduling here, is they're dealing with all these different arenas that have all these different commitments. And a lot of the teams, they're not even the first commitment at the arena.
Right.
So right now, Xfinity Mobile Arena, I would imagine because they don't own it, the Flyers are the first commitment at the arena. So they have this whole thing. They got it, and they're never going to. The people have been talking about cutting down games forever. They're never going to do it.
Owners will never do that.
They'll never do it. And the players too. It's are you willing to take the risk that the revenue goes down and you make less money? I mean, that's what it.
Exactly.
Are you willing to take less money?
Nope.
Nobody is. So they're not going to.
No one wants to take less money.
It just sucks because they had a back-to-back there, and then their next two games are also a back-to-back this weekend. They have, you know, they played last night, Wednesday night. They don't play Thursday. They don't play Friday. They don't play until Saturday again. Then they play again this weekend. So it was, they showed a little fight last night. You know, Cleveland is a very good team. Mm-hmm. It also seemed like Cleveland was just waiting to decide to win, you know, which they did in the third quarter. Still no Paul George.
What is up with that?
So he has been a full participant in practice for a month. Every time I bring it up.
I don't get it.
Well, every time I bring it up, people are like, who cares? It's Paul George. We don't want him to play. Well,
that's why there's no complaining about it.
Yes. Well, they haven't even given a reason. Right. There hasn't been an update on why he's not playing. My head starts going places in that maybe they're trying to trade him. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe there's a team that's interested. Maybe they don't want to take the risk. Maybe they don't want to play him. I can't figure it out.
Well, that would make sense.
That they're trying to trade him?
Yeah.
But it would also make sense that he's got to get on the court.
Has to get on the court,
you know? And for all the, we don't want him to play, dude, he would be helpful. I'm sorry. Having a guy who can shoot in there would be helpful. It's just weird, man.
Yeah.
That we haven't heard one thing. He had, and everyone says he had knee surgery. He had a scope in July. Like, this is a.
And Bede's back. After his scope.
Yeah.
He's out there doing the thing.
And if he hadn't been full practice, That would be one thing. But he's been full practice for a month. He has scope in July. So I don't even think it's a, I can't imagine it's a physical thing. I just don't know what's going on with Paul George. And even more alarming, there's been no podcast P since July 28th.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he say he wasn't going to do it?
No,
for the rest of the
year.
Season. Yeah, it was just for the, he picked it up again after the season.
Oh, I thought he meant he wasn't going to do it during the season.
No, just last season.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on there. And then poor Dominic Barlow caught the Sixers curse.
Injury bug, yeah.
Yeah, he got a laceration on his elbow. He's been out 5 games now. Nick Nurse said he had to wear a brace on the elbow.
Yeah.
Because of where the cut was. He couldn't move his arm. So we see you in February is my prediction for Dominic Barlow, who was a big... The question I wanted to ask you, Ike, on last mm-hmm. night. So they're down by... Cleveland went on the run the end of the third. They're up 23 points.
Yep.
There's 9 minutes left. Then there's 5 minutes left. There's 4 minutes left. Maxie's still in the game. Mm-hmm. And I'm screaming, get Maxie out of the game. Then I start thinking about it. I'm like, well, maybe because they were such losers last year that maybe the idea for the Sixers this year is we told the fans we're going to fight all the way to the end. We're fighting all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Then I look at Maxie's playing 42 minutes a game. So how do you balance that? Are you okay with having him in as long as they had him in last night or second night of a back-to-back?
I understand the method, if that's what he's trying to do.
And I'm just guessing on that
but
one.
I could buy that if mm-hmm. that's what you're doing. You're trying to establish a culture. These are young players. Maxie is the quote-unquote leader out there, so he wants to. But, yeah, you can't help but think it's a blowout game. It's the second game of a back-to-back. Why do you have your best player out there on the court?
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
For some freak accident to happen, roll his ankle, go into the basket or something. Yeah. That's one of those balancing acts with Nick Nurse. He has to sort of, again, if his method behind this is I want them to play hard for 48 minutes, okay. But even with that, there has to be some exception in there with your best players and protecting them.
On a back-to-back,
yeah.
When he looked like he ran out of gas the night before. I don't want Maxie at game 60 or something just to be cooked because we're playing him 40 minutes a game.
Well,
and McCain didn't play last night either.
And what happens is that, Maxie, piling up all these minutes early, eventually that can wear on you, and then you get these soft tissue injuries that pop up.
Yeah.
Because you're playing so much. I know he's young, and you feel like he can run all day, but... He is doing a lot when he's out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's running around a lot.
Yeah, he's running around a lot when he's out there.
Did someone have his over? In points?
Well, he was at 20. What was his over-under? I think was 29 and a half. And I think he scored 29.
Uh-huh. He finished with 27.
And the other.
Why would you know that, Ike?
I'm looking at the box score.
I would never bet an NBA game spread. I would only bet. Money line.
Oh, dude, the backdoor covers in the NBA.
Well, because last night, so the line was 10 and a half. Mm-hmm. Sixers are getting bombed. Mm-hmm. But Maxie, if I had bet the Cavs, Maxie's in there with 2.5 minutes left. They cut the lead to 9.
Yeah.
I'd have been pulling my hair out.
Yeah.
It'd drive me, I'd be terrified of betting a spread in the NBA.
Why we don't bet spreads.
Well, yeah, but you guys bet parlays.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we like that action.
VJ a little off last night.
Yes, with
he's
two straight games. Yeah. Well, it was going to happen. He was shooting at an unreasonable rate.
He's still shooting the three pretty well.
Last night.
Well, I didn't watch last night.
Okay. Yeah.
I had to sell 4 books.
Only 4?
Sell 4 books.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For a middle school football game where it was 48-0 at the end of it.
And you're selling the books at a middle school football game?
We're grinding. We're mucking and grinding.
You really are grinding.
Nah, listen, it'd be a beautiful cause, Unite for Her, supporting breast cancer.
Yep.
My old high school coach asked me to come out. I was happy to be there. It was funny watching the score, though. And then he was coaching that team, and I was like, this is a coaching problem.
Was he winning or he was losing?
No, I got smoked.
Oh, wow.
Come on, man. 48-0? That's not what we used to instill back in the day.
Do you think they could sneak TK into one of those games?
Dude, I thought TK might have been out there. Just running around, short little legs.
Could we do a bit one day, send you out on the street trying to sell your books to strangers?
I mean, sure.
Yeah,
I would love to
price this.
So I sort of did. It's like $3 off. Got to 30.
This dude.
$30 is too much.
Don't care.
Yeah, I lowered to 20.
Mm-mm. It's lower than the camera's book. And his book's 160 pages.
That's a good point.
We got margins. Don't ask me what margins are.
Margins.
Yeah. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5, Jack?
Funniest pieces of audio I've heard in the last day.
Okay. Is this something from Mayock?
Yeah, I'm
sure. No, okay. Actually not. I wish there was, though.
All right. Funny audio coming up next. 215-592.
Did I make the list?
No. It's actually just more...
Okay.
Other stuff.
I got you.
Yeah. Thank God. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.